Rocking the WTO, Day 1. You're listening to a special report prepared by Rock the WTO Radio, an initiative of indie media activists converging in Montreal. We are preparing daily reports to document the dissent and alternative visions that are being mobilized in response to the World Trade Organization's mini-ministerial meeting in Montreal. This report is from Day 1. About 24 trade ministers have been invited to attend the exclusive mini-ministerial meeting in Montreal, which opened on Monday, July 28th. Comprising of 146 member countries, the World Trade Organization is the largest multilateral trade regime. Since its inception in 1994, the WTO has come under attack for its relentless pursuit of profits at the expense of not only social and environmental standards, but also the rights of people to determine their own futures. On the eve of the World Trade Organization's mini-ministerial in Montreal, a No One Is Illegal demonstration marched in opposition to the neoliberal agenda of the WTO, which seeks to put profit before all else. The No One Is Illegal march focused on the impact of the WTO's policies on immigrants and refugees, Aboriginals, and other displaced people.
We are here first by solidarity with the campaign No One Is Illegal because we have a mini summit from the WTO here, which is illegal first because there are only 25 countries who will decide for the 146 from an illegitimate organization, which is the WTO, and second, but because they are calling for more free trade and more market openness, while at the same time, what we're seeing in the reality, it's a fight against the people, against the refugee, against especially the people of color. So that's why we're here today, to say that no one is illegal, but the WTO is illegal.
Can you talk about the direct links between the policies of the WTO and displaced people?
Yes, first of all, the WTO by itself, it's an illegitimate organization, and calling for more and more free trade, which is for the benefit of the richest country. And we can see it. It's like they are here in Montreal. Only 25 countries, and at the same time they're saying the WTO is a very democratic institution which represents 146 countries, but where are the other countries? And they are here just to try to put together their own agenda for their own interest, and when they're going to be in Cancun in Mexico, they can force the country of the south to accept that. And we see this, the same process with what, like for example, what concerning the refugee case, the immigration here in Canada, and also in the state, and also in Europe, where they are tightening more and more the frontier. They don't want people from the south, but they want their market to be open for their own multinational. So it's completely, the whole process completely, it's a new colonialism. And that's why we are here, to show solidarity and to repeat again and again that this whole process is completely illegal.
Hi there, what's your name?
My name is Gary Kinsman.
And could you say a few words on why you're here today?
Well, about 15 of us have come down from Sudbury to show our total opposition to the World Trade Organization, and is, particularly for today, our full support for the No One Is Illegal campaign. The type of racism that has been generated by the policies of the World Trade Organization and the policies of the Canadian and American governments are policies that we really need to oppose, and we're here to join with other people from across Quebec and Canada to show that there's a mass movement of people against the World Trade Organization. One of the policies that you have seen enforced, not necessarily always directly, but through the types of trade agreements that get implemented under the World Trade Organization, is the type of structural adjustment programs that the World Bank and international International Monetary Fund are involved in. Those structural adjustment programs concretely lead to the displacement of all sorts of impoverished people and create impoverishment in many so-called third world countries. And the World Trade Organization is fully a part of that and is trying to lock in those types of arrangements so that people in these so-called third world countries will continue to be having to live in misery and poverty. So there's a direct link for in my mind, and that's why we're here to oppose the World Trade Organization for creating poverty and misery in most of the world.
On behalf of PNAE, the Filipino Women's Organization in Montreal, I would like to extend our warmest solidarity greetings with the people here today who wish to expose and oppose imperialist exploitation and oppression under the ploy of the WTO. I'm happy to be here also to share with you the situation of Filipino migrants, particularly those of Filipino women and of the Filipino people in general. There is a federal government here called the Live-In Caregiver Program, or the LCP, that was started in 1991. This program allows women from around the world to work in Canada as live-in caregivers under conditions no other Canadian would accept. Dangling before them like a carrot on a stick is the hope that they may become landed immigrants once they pass the strict requirements under this program. Complaining of work conditions, to quit, to look for better employment, to get injured, to get sick, or even become pregnant and become unable to work under the required living conditions puts their future in Canada at risk. Many are often faced with deportation after contributing many years of productive labor for this Canadian society. The truth is that oppressive policies such as the Live-In Caregiver Program are but a localized version of the policies of exploitation and oppression discussed and decided in forums such as WTO by world leaders. They are arenas for which the most powerful nations, the monopoly capitalist nations, redivide the world's market and find their own niche. So it seems that imperialist nations cooperate to exploit workers the world over, but in reality viciously compete with each other to plunder the third world markets and resources, including human resources as cheap labor. Therefore, issues discussed in the agenda of the WTO, such as the trade of people, are what the puppet Philippine government calls internationally shared human resources, is translated to the exploitation of Filipino migrant workers in Canada under the LCP. Since the 80s, there has been a phenomenon of women leaving the Philippines to work abroad and provide for their families as no choice of their own. In Canada alone, there is an estimated 80 to 90% of caregivers who are mostly women who come from the Philippines. And history has shown us an iron law that exploitation and oppression breeds resistance. Ours is but one of many struggles we will hear today. And so I end with the thought that we are not alone, and that we will never stop resisting. Thank you very much.